Sechet Chulam Perek Yibayt Mishnah Aleph Shiluch HaKan Noeg Be'eretz U'Bechutz La'aretz B'Pnei Abayis V'Shelo B'Pnei Abayis. The mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan, which is the Torah says Shalach Tishalach Ebeim Bet Abanan Tikach La, if you see a bird that's hovering over its nest, and in the nest are either Beitzim or a Flochem egg or chick, you cannot take the egg or the chick before you send away the mother. First you send away the mother, then you take the egg or the chick. And this mitzvah applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael, both during the time of the Beit HaMikdash and after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. B'chulin avolo b'mukdash. It applies only by birds that are chulin, that are non-hegdish, but it doesn't apply by hegdish. The Torah is not machai shalat shalach haseim by hegdish. Now, even though we will see later on in this mission that the mitzvah of shalat shalach haseim only applies when the birds are not mizumin, they are not in somebody's reshus, they are in the wild. And hegdish is in somebody's reshus. So anyway, the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan does not apply to hegdish. The answer is, we're talking about where somebody was knocked with the oaf, then the oaf ran away, and it formed a nest, and it was covering over the nest. In such a case, the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan would not apply, even though it is not in somebody's reshus. Chaymer v'kisui ha-dam, mishiluach ha-kan. Kisui ha-dam, which is a mishach, the higher oaf, you have to cover the dam with afor, has stringencies which we don't find by the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan. Shekisei Hadam Noe B'chaya U'V'ov B'mizumen U'V'she'ena Mizumen. Now the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam applies both to a chaya, a wild beast, and a oaf bird, and it applies both to Mizuman, a chaya oaf that is in your Rishus, and to Ena Mizuman, a chaya oaf that is wild. B'Shiluch HaKan Noe Elabo. The mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan applies only to an oaf, but not to a chaya. Ve'ena Noheg Ella B'She'ena Mizuman, and it only applies to an oaf that is not mizuman, that is not in your reshus, that is found in the wild. Ezehu she'ena mizuman. What's considered she'ena mizuman that's not in your reshus? Kigat avzin v'tarnegolin shekinenu v'parti. For example, somebody owns geese or roosters, but they have ran away and formed a nest in the parti in the orchard. In such a case, even though they're not too far away, they're in the parti, since they can easily get away and it's hard to catch them, that's considered she'ena mizuman, not in your reshus. Avon kinenu b'mayim b'chein yone hardisiyoi pater mishiluch. But if they ran away, but they formed a nest in the house, so they're easy to catch, and so too the yone, the doves that are called yone hardosiyot, there are certain types of yonim that are easily captured. In such a case, they're pater from shiluach hakana. These are considered mezumen in your shul, since it's easy to get them. If an oaf tame, a non-kosher bird, is hovering over its nest, you can go ahead and take the basin or a frochem without sending away the ink. As the Torah says, kan sipra infers a kosher bird, not a non-kosher bird. The mitzvah applies only to an oaf tar, not an oaf tame. Oaf tame roivet a basi oaf tar. If a non-kosher bird is hovering over the egg of a kosher bird, or vice versa, Bitar roivet al beti ov tame parte mishalech. A kosher bird is hovering over the nest, over the eggs of a non-kosher bird. You're parte for sending away the egg, as even though the mother or the basin are from a kosher bird, since they're not both from a kosher bird, you're parte from the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, as in order to be chayim to send away the egg, it has to be a kosher bird hovering over the egg of a kosher bird. Korei Zohar, Rabbi Eliezer Mechai is the Chachamim Paiki. A Korei is a partridge. And if a male partridge is hovering over the egg of the female, Rabbi Eliezer is Mechai in Shiluach HaKan, while the Chachamim Paiki. Even though the Torah says Shalach HaShaleach is the aim, it says you're supposed to send away the aim, it doesn't mention the aim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is very common, that a Korei hovers over the egg of the female, the din of Shiluach HaKan applies by the Korei to the Zohar also, while the Chacham and Pater, they say that in all cases, the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan only applies to an aim, not to an Av.